This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Good morning, Madison. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, America, especially if you're listening to iHeartRadio. This is Money in Motion. And that is the one and only CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, who join us today, as they do every Thursday. And it is my privilege to sit. I've not spoken to you guys in a while, and good morning. Glad to have you along. Happy Independence Day week, and I hope you guys had a great weekend. CJ, good morning. Yeah. And Malia, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, we had a great 4th of July. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, you know, just I like to ask the personal questions before we get rolling. You guys wanted to talk about Roth IRA conversions today. And again, for somebody like me who made it a point never to pay attention to their financial advisor or friends in the business, there are deadlines for this stuff. There are important things to really understand and know. And by the way, at the end of the show today, we're going to have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And you'll win a $25 gift certificate at Starbucks. So once we ask you that, and CJ, I can't believe I said that right the first time. And Malia, you should both be very proud of me that the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week will be. And let me fire at CJ first here. As far as deadlines and conversions, can you explain to me what a Roth IRA conversion is?
Well, before we do that, we're going to actually ask you or give you the answer to last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And so,
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. For those people who listen, you know, every single week, thank you for participating. But last week's question was: what percentage of Americans wait till age 70 to begin collecting their Social Security benefits? And the answer, for those who didn't know, was only 2% of all workers wait until the age of 70 to begin collecting. Amazing.
Is there an advantage to waiting till 70 to collect this?
Well, there is. So for every year you wait, there's what's called a delayed retirement credit of 8% on Social Security up until the age of 70. At 70, it stops. And actually, more Americans just mathematically should probably wait till the age of 70. But of course, Dan, as we all know, it's hard for Americans to keep their hands off that money. And it's not necessarily always a bad thing. Sometimes we even suggest it, pulling it early. But interesting
Malia,
fact.
Malia, if I ask you and I say to myself, listen, the family history living to 70 on one side of my family is not very good. And so I guess it comes down to a decision that is, you would think, the right decision for yourself as well. I mean, how devastating is to make it at that point earlier than 70?
Yeah, well, maybe you know something we don't, but
that is the case.
That is the case. So we would definitely take that into consideration because, you know, the sooner you start pulling it and utilizing it, probably the better you're going to be. Now, we do have to wait till at least the age of 62. And as we spoke about last week, you are taking a considerably smaller benefit. But all those important factors, and that's why we sit down and really understand every single situation, because it's quite different. But today we are talking about Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, and we just wanted to start off with telling our listeners, reminding them what the difference, kind of going back to the basics, what the difference is between a traditional IRA and also a Roth IRA before we get into the conversion part. So a reminder, a traditional IRA is a tax-deferred savings account as compared to your 401k, which is very similar, but you have that through your employer, or your 403b through your employer at work. So basically you're paying taxes on that money that you're putting away in those deferred accounts now. So you're paying taxes when the money comes out in your retirement. So you get the tax discount now. It's lowering your yearly income by adding money to an IRA or a 401k. But someday when it comes out, you do in fact start paying income taxes. Some IRAs are deductible, some are not deductible. But just to understand, your contributions are coming from pre-tax income. And if we convert it, or I'm sorry, if we look at the other side, the Roth IRAs, those are coming from your after-tax income. You are paying taxes on that money today, okay? And when it comes out years later while you're in retirement, the key is here, you don't have to pay taxes. So really, it's a real important distinction to understand, do I take a tax benefit today or later? So when we get into the reasons possible for conversions that may make sense for different clients.
Okay. So, if you want to, let me give out the numbers here because I'm sure a few people have questions, and you can do that with CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, Kloss Financial, Money in Motion, 321-1310, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310, 321-1310. If you want to ask CJ and Malia any questions, you could steal it from them today for free, and you know, this is very confusing and intimidating for a lot of people. Mm. And CJ, I just what's the benefit to just coming in and sitting down with you at least one time to kick this off, this conversation off?
Yeah, well, we mentioned this on a lot of the shows. We do an initial consultation at no cost, and so it just gives people a chance to kind of look at their financial plans, get a second opinion, and see where they're at. But you're right, Dan. Actually, I encourage people to call in on this show because there's many times where people go, well, I don't want to meet with you or I don't want a second opinion, but I just have a question about this one thing.
Right.
So I actually like being stumped. I've been stumped two or three times on this show, I think, but usually I know the answer. So call in with questions.
Does it have a cost, a Roth conversion? Will there be some form of a cost to doing that conversion or the process?
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to get into the details on. But whenever you take a traditional IRA and you're looking to make it into a Roth IRA, you will be paying income taxes on those contributions.
Okay.
So this is the big kicker. And when we talk about the reasons for why someone might want to do a Roth conversion, the first question that comes up is, do I really want to pay more taxes today? And really, that's the hardest lump to swallow.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll get into in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. There's obviously fundamental differences. The contributions between the IRAs and the 401ks, let's get into that a little bit, and what the differences are with that.
Yeah, so whenever we talk about this, we tend to get the extremes, kind of like we do in politics, right? Where people say, hey, I've heard the difference between a Roth and a traditional, and I'm all traditional, or I'm all Roth. And they get into this kind of extreme behavior because some people go, I want tax-free growth, which is what a Roth IRA or Roth 401k provides. Other people say, I want to save all my money today, so I want to do the traditional. And the point that we want people to hear as we get into the weeds on how this actually works is that it's all based upon future taxation. Okay, so whether you do traditional pre-tax or after-tax Roth, it'll be all based upon your future taxation, meaning there is no way to definitively know if you're going to be right.
So anybody who
says, I'm 100% certain this is going to work out, you know, to my benefit because I'm doing it this way or that way, really doesn't understand the fundamentals of what retirement contributions are all about. So when you sit down with your financial advisor, when you're talking about should I be making Roth contributions or pre-tax contributions, or in the case of what we're going to talk about here in a moment, should I be doing a Roth conversion, it all has to do with our expectations of future taxes and how long you have to wait and who the money is going to go to. It's a very personal decision, so be careful. When somebody comes to you who's your neighbor next door or your coworker and says, you should be doing all Roth, don't pay any attention to that because they don't know your financial circumstances and what your goals are.
All right, let's take a break. And if you want to call in, you can grab them now. And it's well worth the phone call. 321-1310, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. That is CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, Money in Motion. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA, Money in Motion. We shall return.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Welcome back, everybody. Money in Motion. That is CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, and I'm Dan Connery, sitting in for Sean Preble. Once again, Money in Motion. Give us a call, 321-1310, 321-1310. And if you have any questions about your financial standing with retirement, you got to go to the website, KlossFinancial.com. It's KlossFinancial.com. And right now, if you want to ask any questions of CJ and Malia, feel free to call in 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. And I guess the question straight out of the box right now would be, what sane person chooses to pay more taxes now versus deferring to a later date? And I guess both of you guys can handle that one.
That does seem kind of insane, doesn't it?
You know what? Brilliantly worded question, I would definitely say.
Yeah. So the whole idea of a Roth conversion is this notion of future taxation, and it has to do a lot with required minimum distributions. So some people, Sean, are blessed that they have pensions and Social Security that take care of most of their income needs in retirement. And so they end up in this situation with their pre-tax retirement accounts, which we would call traditional, where they don't really need them. And so they're just sitting there and they say, okay, no problem, I'll just leave this for the kids. Well, at 70 and a half, they start having this required distribution on top of their Social Security and pension that raises their taxable income, and it goes up and up and up and up and up and up. And so eventually financial advisors figured out, you know what, maybe we should be before their 70 and a half doing conversions to Roth, because for those who don't know, Roth IRAs have no required minimum distribution. Roth IRAs don't. And so because of this, this idea of Roth conversion came into play. But people don't fundamentally understand what it is. And so what it really is, just to simplify it for people, is it's this notion of, I'm going to take pre-tax monies today, turn them into after-tax Roth monies tomorrow, so that the growth on those monies going forward is tax-free instead of tax-deferred. Pretty simple concept. But the problem is, when people actually get to sign the paperwork to do the Roth conversion, they may get it mentally, but in their heart, they're stopped at that moment, because they go, now just remind me what's going to happen. And what I say, well, what's going to happen is you're going to sign that form, and then Uncle Sam's going to hold out his hand for 10 grand. Right? And people go, wait, you mean I just have to pay a lump of tax today? So that's really what a Roth conversion is. It's taking pre-tax money, turning it into after-tax money, and it's for the benefit of the future generation, and so you don't have to pay RMDs on it. But again, you really have to understand this strategy and get into the weeds on it to make sure it's appropriate.
I think one of the things, if I can interject, one thing our listeners need to understand is, how much is that tax I'm going to pay on that money I'm going to convert? So what you do is you take whatever your income is, you add the amount that you're considering actually converting, and that becomes your new income for the year, which may most likely jump your income tax bracket. So let's say you're thinking about converting $50,000, and let's say you're at the 28% tax bracket. Yep. You're going to be writing that check, like CJ said, for an additional $14,000 just on the conversion part. So
So you're saying that's not even the tax obligation. That's just the conversion. Okay.
Exactly. So that's when people start having a heart attack, and we don't want that. So.
No, we don't. I'm so stunned right now. Let's take a break. We'll come back and I would like you to explain RMDs to me and what exactly the RMD is, because that's something I just went through with mom and her trials and tribulations. So let's take a break. This is Money in Motion, and if you want to give us a call, it's CJ Malie. We'll take any question, talk about what you need to find out. But the class office number, if you want to reach them during the day today, it's 608-442-5637. 608-442-5637. This is Money in Motion. That is CJ. That's Malia. We'll be right back. Money in Motion, News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ, Klaus, Malia Cuevas. This is Money in Motion. Welcome back, everybody. Either one, people hear the RMD and they don't realize what it is, and they get surprised by this, and I can say that firsthand. And there's a reason why this thing exists, obviously, tax burden-wise as well. But the RMD, and that's a required distribution. Could you explain that what they have to do as far as pulling that from their retirement account?
Yes. So required minimum distribution, or minimum required distribution, RMDs, MRDs, has to do with a pre-tax retirement account when you reach the age of 70 and a half. Now, that alone, if you ask me humbly, that seems a little odd that I'm required to make distributions. But the IRS says, hey, we've allowed you to defer long enough. you have to now take it. Well, then it gets really confusing when you get in the weeds when it comes to inherited funds, because inherited pre-tax retirement accounts have a required distribution that begins immediately upon inheriting those funds. So beneficiaries at 25 years old could have a minimum distribution from what's called a beneficiary IRA. And so, you know, we call this, we talked about it on the show, the unintended consequences of the IRS, right? There's all kinds of them. They start out with the simple concept of, we don't want you to defer money forever. That makes sense. So they institute this minimum required distribution that then has all these downstream effects that they never anticipated. And so what I'll tell you is, unfortunately, good luck trying to figure out the minimum required distribution on your own. I hope you're comfortable reading the IRS website. Like, it's fairly complicated. There's certain elements that you can understand. There's other elements that are really complicated. It's taken Malia and I better part of a decade in the industry.
I can tell you that I went to the IRS website and I said to myself, Kloss Financial is the only website I will ever go back to ever again. I mean, it was just, it was insane. And I hate to admit, I was just, my eyes glazed over within 30 seconds and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. And I mean, you guys have invested so much time and gleaning from that website. Are people a little bit relieved when they finally sit down with you and make the right decision to give you a call and sit down with you? I mean, it's got to be a weight off their shoulders, quite frankly.
Well, we hope it is. I mean, that's really what we're trying to do, is just help simplify everybody's lives. Yeah. And again, we don't know everything. We're not IRS agents, thank goodness. No offense. But we do work with it every day. And what we're always trying to do is, you know, bottom line to our story today is, we don't have a way for you not to pay taxes. We don't have that solved. You will pay taxes on income that you earned. And so the bottom line is this. We want to make sure we're being as tax efficient as possible, depending on your specific situation. So I think what's important today also to take away is that you do have to have earned income in order to put money into these IRAs. And some people have asked us, well, can I just, you know, add money? I'm not working, but can I just add money to my Roth IRA so that someday I can take? No, the point is you have to have earned income in order
to. So in other words, you're retired and you're thinking about moving money from your retirement into a Roth. That's not going to happen anymore. That's earned income.
Well, you can do a conversion if you are retired and not earning income. This is correct. You cannot add new money into an IRA or a Roth IRA.
So if I do a Roth conversion, what do I need to know?
Well, one thing you need to know, and people ask this, and it makes sense why they ask this, is there a actual deadline to do this every year? So you have to understand that it doesn't really follow the tax year. It actually follows the calendar. So calendar, December 31st is, in fact, the deadline to file for Roth conversions on your tax returns. All right, so that's the definitive date, December 31st. However, we do see people, as CJ said, when they get to April 15th, when they actually have to write the check, that's when we see some backsliding happen. And CJ will tell you what they have to do next when it comes to undoing what's been done.
Yeah, you actually have until the extension of your tax returns, which is whatever, September, October timeframe, to unwind a Roth conversion if you want to. So some people will do it towards the end of the year because they think it makes sense, and then they'll have a heart change and unwind it the following year. But I'll just warn you, that don't do that, because then you're going to get into, what do you do with the growth, right? Because that should have never been in there in the first place, and it gets a little bit ugly. To Malia's point here, when it comes to Roth conversions, when it comes to Roth contributions, earned income is a component for new money. How much you're willing and wanting to pay in taxes has to do with the Roth conversion. And then furthermore, you have to understand that once you've done a conversion, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you actually have to wait for at least 5 years or until the age of 59 and a half to be able to remove those funds. And so sometimes people will do conversions and then try to strip money right back out, and they get hit with penalties again.
And so there's a five-year rule, you're saying?
That's right. There's a five-year rule on doing a conversion and allowing that converted money to grow for a period of time. And then furthermore, you know, you'll hear people say, well, I earn too much money to do Roth contributions. By the way, when people say that, they're really just trying to, right? They're trying to look at their shoe size is really what they're doing. And there's some truth in that on Roth IRA contributions, there is an income limitation for a joint household of about $186,000-$190,000. Okay. But for Roth 401ks, there is not an income limit. And typically, people should be saving into a Roth account actually inside of their corporate retirement plan. So a lot of people get that confused. They say, I can't contribute to my Roth 401k because I make too much money. And Malia and I go, No, that's you're thinking Roth IRA. So a lot of interesting IRS rules to be aware of.
I got to admonish everybody. Go to KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com, or you can call the office today, 608-442-5637, 442-5637. And we're coming up on the Kloss quiz question of the week. And CJ, I will get out of your way and let you offer that question today. And I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the question for this week is, what is the deadline for completing a Roth IRA conversion? Again, what is the deadline for completing a Roth IRA conversion? And you can call into the Kloss Financial office at 442-5637, 442-5637. And if you have the correct answer, you could win that $25 gift card to Starbucks.
All right, awesome. $25 to Starbucks, that should cover a couple at least. And I was just going to ask you one more question. Is there an age that you have to worry about when, when you're going to get into the conversion world with the traditional IRA? Is there a certain age that cuts off?
You can do Roth conversions at any age, but you just can't make distributions until the age of 59 and a half.
Okay, that's. I was just curious about that for personal reasons.
Yeah.
and again, if you want to give Kloss Financial a call, do that today. It's 442-5637, 442-5637. And Malia, I'm just assuming that the hardest part is just coming into the office, and there is no cost to for anybody to walk in the office and just sit down with you for a first consultation.
Just for you, Dan. You show up, we charge you, but everyone else not so much. So yeah,
you will actually wind up giving me a hug and patting me on the head by the end of our and just yeah. What a sad little man he is.
No, but we're not so threatening. We've pretty much seen most situations. Everybody has had their own life experiences, so we're not sitting in there to judge if you've done a bad job or not. We're here to listen to you and help you walk through getting closer to retirement.
CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today, and I always look forward to every one of your shows that you point out what is so intimidating and you make it simple. And yeah, you really got to get to KlossFinancial.com and give them a call at 442-5637. This has been Money in Motion with CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, News Talk 1310 WIBA. Have a great day, everybody.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.